Okay, we're up to Perek Lamed Dalet in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Just one Hosafa I forgot to mention in Perek Lamed Gimel. We mentioned towards the end of the Perek, we had a very famous pasuk of Im Lo Brisi Yomam Va'Laila Chugos Shemayim Varis Lo Samti, that Hashem says the Jewish people will exist just like all of the nature exists. And we said Chazal Darshan that both in terms of Torah and in terms of Bris Milah. So it might be the answer to a trivia question, I'm not sure, but it's definitely at least one of the only. Where do we mention a pasuk in the middle of a bracha? When we make a bracha on something, where do we mention a Birchas HaMitzvah? When do we mention a pasuk? So this is it. If somebody gives mila to a ger, the Gemara says, all the way at the end of the 19th parak of Shabbos, Rebelezet de mila, the Gemara says, Hamavarech omer, asher kadishana b'mitzvah v'sivanu, la'mula sagerim, u'lahatif b'hem dam bris, she'lmalei dam bris, lo nuskaibu shamayim v'aretz, she'ne'emar, im lo brisi yomam v'alayla, chukla shamayim v'aretz, lo samti, barachat Hashem, koreis ha'bris. So the pasuk in the last parak that we just did, fascinating, is quoted in the in a pasuk by Milas Geirim. Okay, back to this parak. So Parak Lamed Daled is Hashem talking to Yirmiyahu, telling him something that he's supposed to say over to Tzidkiyo, and again, getting back to the main topic of the Sefer, and that is, if you don't do tshuva, so then the following is going to befall you, the terrible tragedy. But in this parak, we have a specific avera listed. Well, we've had a couple of averas over the various prakim. We had Hotzah listed a couple of prakim ago, Chilul Shabbos in general, and obviously Avodah Zarah and Arayos. And in this parak we have Shiluach Avadim focused on. And that's why this parak is the Haftorah, at least part of the parak, is the Haftorah for Parshas Mishpatim, along with the part of the previous parak, which Be'ez Hashem we will talk about. The second half of the parak is about that. But first let's start off at the beginning. Hadavar Asher Hayel Yirmiyahu Me'eitz Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, V'kol Chelo, V'kol Mamlechos Eretz Memshalas Yado, and all the other nations, Melchamim Yishalayim V'kol Areha, they're all surrounding. Komar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, says Hashem to Yirmiyahu, Halokh V'yamartel Tzidkiyo Melech Yehuda, go to Tzidkiyo. The Malbim, the Abarbanel, both point out that already in the previous parak, he was supposed to go to Tzidkiyo. Right, so what exactly is this? So either it's a repeat, or they suggest maybe it was two nevuos. One was said in public. And then what happened after he said in public, Tzidkiyo is going to be brought to Bavel and you're not going to win? He threw him in jail. Tzidkiyo threw Yirmiyahu in jail. And then afterwards, Tzidkiyo again says it privately. And he says it privately. It obviously is not just to rile up the people outside. He realizes that it must be that what he is saying is true. Says the Abarbanel, V'yada Tzidkiyo ki dvar Hashem, V'she'en ha'navi kovish nevuaso, V'im lahayir es leif Tzidkiyo, She'yitzi alakazdim, V'yikana aleihem, Shemaya osakein lohe Nebuchadnezzar, Shochet es banav le'enav, V'lo lenakar es enav. He still had an opportunity to try to soften the destruction, but Tzidkiyo ultimately did not get the message, but that's why it is repeated. It was said in public and it was said in private. What is it? The same nevu as we had, Komar Hashem, the king of Bavel will capture this city, destroy it in fire. You'll be given over. Don't think you could get out of it. You'll see the eyes of the king of Bavel, right? We had earlier. You'll see and then you won't see. Ach, but Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, tell him, Shema Devar Hashem Tzidkiyo Melech Yehuda, Komar Hashem, Alecha Lo Tamos Becharef. But you won't die. You won't die by the sword. You won't get killed, even though the whole Beis HaMikdash will go up in flames and you go to Golus. You won't be killed in battle. Bishalom tamus. You will die in peace. What does it mean, you will die in peace? The Gemara says at the end of Mesechas Moed Katan that you will die after Nebuchadnezzar dies. Rashi quotes, the day after. The day Nebuchadnezzar died, then all the slaves, the prisoners, were freed. There was a special law in Bavel that the prisoners stay only as long as the king is alive. But once the king dies, then all the prisoners are free. So the day after Nebuchadnezzar died, Tzidkiyo was set free, and he died that day, and he was zochet to kvura. And the Gemara in Moed Katan says, why was he zochet to kvura? Because, as we will learn, he saved Yirmiyahu, who was sinking into the mud. We will see. Yom Shemes, the Gemara says in Moed Katan, Chaf Chesem Abes. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shemes Nebuchadnezzar B'yamav. That's what it means, B'shalom. B'shalom, you will die in peace. And then the Gemara says, on the Valudram Kavachomer, Matzid Kiyo Melech Yehuda, Shalom Asa La Mitzvah Achas, Shehelo Yirmiyahu Manatit Kach. If Tzidkiyo gets this by just doing one mitzvah, kach banav shel, Rabbi Yisrael achas kama v'kama, the Tosfos here and the Marsha discusses what Tzidkiyo only did one mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs that he did. The Gemara talks about it elsewhere, but that is the maybe a mitzvah related to all of Klal Yisrael. But that's what it means, b'shalom tamus, that you will die in peace, meaning you won't die in this battle. Uvemisrefos avosecha malachim arishonim shahoy Yisrael Fanecha, Ken Yisrafu Lach. Just like they burned your forefathers' property, so too they will burn your property. What does this mean? This is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph. Rashi quotes it, that is the minhag in the days of old to burn the property of a king. Why they burn the property of a king? Either that's covet for the king, as if nobody is worthy to use the property of a king. I know it's special, it's unique, nobody's going to touch it. And Tosfos there, and Avodah Zarah even says, but what are you going to say, even the Goyim do that? Is this Chukos Ha'akum? So Tosfos discusses, but we had it first. It's in the Navi. It's our Pasuk. And that's what Tosfos and other Rishonim discuss, the Sugya of Chukos Ha'akum. That's one of the more important Makoros in the whole Sugya. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, where Tosfos quotes the Re, the Trei Gavni Chuka Havi. There are two types of minhagim that are done. Echad Sha'osim L'Shem Chok La'Avodas Kochavim. One that they do L'Shem Avodah Zarah. The Echad Sha'osim L'Shem Das Hevel V'Shtus Shalahem. One they just do to be foolish. V'Hacha B'Shvaitzin Ma'iri Ba'oso Chok Sha'osim L'Shem Avodas Kochavim. And if they do it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, so then even if it's Ksivi Ba'al Raisig Yesh La'asar, Kivan Shalahem U'Chok La'Avodas Kochavim. Ella, that's the discussion here, what the sreifa is. Either way, Lamaisa, the Gemara says it's mutter, based on this pasuk, different types of chok, which we're not going to go more into. The Rinas Yitzchak here has a long discussion, maybe two dinim in the sreifa of the property, but that's what the Rambam quotes this pasuk also. This shows that it is allowed. What Lamaisa is Yirmiyo saying to Chitziyo, you'll be captured, but again, you will ultimately, die in peace. Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, on page Reish Mem Zayin, Reish Mem Ches, from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi was giving a hesped to a Rav, the Teferes Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Gesundheit, who was removed from his Rabbanis based on the government, the Polish government. So after he died, the Beis Halevi quoted this Pasuk and explained it, that Yirmiyahu was telling Tzidkiyo, even though you were Hurad Mimalchus, but you still have the din of Klapi Shmaya of the king. So too, he was saying, this Rav, even though he was removed from the government, from the Rabbanis, but he still have the din, still the din of a Rav, and that is what Yirmiyo was telling Tzidkiyo, giving him some nechama. Vayidaber Yirmiyo anavi, el Tzidkiyo melech Yehuda. So Yirmiyo said to Tzidkiyo, the king of Yehuda, is called Advar Ma'ela B'Yerushalayim, the Chel Melech Bavel, and he said this all while they were surrounded. He was promising him that he was going to live. The Chel Melech Bavel Nochamim Yerushalayim, Yalkal Ara Yehuda Nosaros. They were captured, but most of the land was already destroyed. What was left? Yerushalayim, El Lachish, Ve'El Azeka, two of the major fortified cities that existed at that time. If you look in the British Museum, I was there a couple of weeks ago in London, they have a whole room on Lachish, on Nebuchadnezzar Sancheriv, really even earlier. But all about Lachish, because that was one of the major cities of the Jews at the time. Kihena Nisharu Bare Yehuda Are Mivsar, because those are the ones that were lasted. So now we get to the second half of the parak, which Pashtus, the Abarbanel, and others say in the Radak, that Ein Muktim Mucher Benavi, this took place earlier, a couple years before the siege. Yirmiyo already told us. Either the Abarbanel says, either the Ashkenaz Gadola, when they put this together, they put it together based on what the manuscripts that they found, or Yirmiyo himself, based on Zichronos, based on what he assumed to was appropriate, he put it in this order, even though it's out of order. So this part starts talking about the Shiluach Havadim, as we mentioned, and it's the Haftorah for Mishpatim. What is unusual is that the Haftorah for Mishpatim, when it's read, many years it's not read, it's one of the Dalet Parshios, but when it's read, you read this, according to the Minhag Most, and then you go back a parak. The end of Parshas of Haftorah for Mishpatim is in the previous parak, in Parak Lama Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokas Aposkim. Right, the Gemara talks about a Megillah. You're not allowed to go backwards, even if you could skip. You're not allowed to skip a Torah. Maybe you could skip in Navi, Medalgin, but you can't go backwards, the Gemara says. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes that in Aruch Chaim, Kuf Mem Dalet. Avomi Navi L'Navi Ein Medalgin. You can't skip from one Navi to another Navi, unless it's in Treyasar. Ubilvajlo Yedalik Misof Asev L'Tchilaso. But you can get you could skip within Treyasar, but not going backwards. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'kasva Aposkim, Yesh Deos Ben Aposkim, Yesh Omrim, Dafka Minavi L'Navi, and Medalgin Bazeh. Some say only from Navi to Navi, you can't do this. Aval B'Navi Echon, Medalgin, Afilu L'Mafreya. But within one Navi, you can Medalgin, even L'Mafreya. Imeim Smuchin, V'leitzarch L'Tzibah L'Amod Mishtika. If they're close, then you don't have to roll it so much. Right? Obviously, talking about using Klafim. V'amagin Avram et Tzadik, V'chein Pazak Eliyahu Rabba, Afilu B'Navi Echon, in Medalgin L'Mafreya. Even within one Navi, one shouldn't skip. I am Papri Megadim, Shem et Tzadik, Dimin Yechon, B'Navi Echon, Mutar L'Gros L'Mafreya. So machlokas haposkim lamaisa. This comes up by mishpatim, different minhagim, but in most sedurim, in most chamashim, mishpatim is first perek lamed dalet and then perek lamed gimel. Maybe because we don't want to end off with something negative. Here it talks about how we did not fulfill the promise of that we said that we were going to keep the mitzvah of shiluach avadim. So we don't want to end on a bad note. That's why we go backwards. But either way, this is the story. Hadavar Hasher Haya El Yirmiyo Meis Hashem. Acharei Kros Hamelach Tzidkiyo Bris. Tzidkiyo started a Shuvah movement. He made a covenant with all of Am Yisrael. Es Kolam Hasher Yishalayim. What did they do? He tried to get them Likro Lahem Dror. He tried to get them to free their slaves. Right? Bnei Yisrael at the time, as they have done often, as we have done often, said, well, we feel like Hashem is abandoning us. Right? Look at the siege that's going on. Or even before the siege. Right? All the bad things that are happening. Maybe he's abandoning us. And that's what the Psukim from Yecheskel discuss in Perek Chaf of Yecheskel. The Mefarshim here discuss that the Bnei Yisrael wanted to abrogate. They thought Hashem abrogated the covenant, the bris, and that's why they wanted to throw it away. So Tzidkiyo made them make a new bris. What was the bris? L'shalach ishes avdo v'ishes shivchaso ha'ivri vo'ivriya chavshiim. Let your slaves, your servants, go free. L'vilti avadbam v'yehudi achiyu ish. The Malbim says it's double. Let the ones that you have already go free, and don't subjugate anyone in the future. Levilti avodbam, preventative. Vayishmu kol asarim v'cholam, and everybody listened at first. Asher bo babris l'shalach ishes avdo v'ishes shivchaso chavshim. Let them all free. Levilti avodbam od vayishmu vayishalechol. They set them free, but it didn't last. Vayashuvu acharei chein. A little bit later, they retracted. They took them back. They took them back. Right? But sometimes, even if we're inspired to do something, inspiration doesn't last. But the Torah knows that. But the Rambam writes about this in the end of Sefer Karbanos, the last halacha in Hilchas Temura. The Rambam discusses the Tamei HaMitzvos for the mitzvah of Temura. The Isra of Temura of substitution. I have an animal that's a karbon, and then I say, you know what, I want to give animal 2 instead of animal 1. Guess what? That's an aveira. And number 2, they're both karbonis now. Says the Rambam, what's the svara for that? Here he goes. Afa pishakol chukei HaTorah gzeros haim, even though they're all gzeros, like I already wrote in Me'ilah, roi lisbonein bahem, we have to try to figure out the messages as much as we can. V'chol she'atah yacholi ten lo tam, ten lo tam. So what is the reason for this? Says the Rambam, yireli. This is what he thinks. Shezeh sha'omer ha'kasuv. That which the pasuk says. V'hayahu smiraso yekodesh. That pasuk yard the Torah l'sof machshev es ha'adam. The Torah goes down and knows the psyche of a person. V'ksas yitzro hara. Shetivo shal adam note laharbos kinyano. V'lachas ha'mamona. We like our property. V'yafal bishen nadar v'hikdish. Even though I do something and I'm makdish something, I'm going to want to take it back. I'm going to feel bad. It's my property. The Torah says, no, you can't take it back. If you try to take it back, you have to be mosif, and it's both. And all of this is to be masakin our yetzer and our deos. And then he quotes from the beautiful Lashon based on the pasuk we had earlier, a couple of prakim ago. Verov dini haTorah. Most of the laws of the Torah ain't on Ella. They are etzos meirachok. Migadol haetza. Lasakin hadeos ulyasher kalamaasim. Right? All the Torah are etzos from afar to be masakin us and to put us on the straight path. So here too, same idea. The property, we set them free and then we lose it and we want it back. They didn't listen. I made a treaty with them, a covenant on the day that they left. Set them free. What does it mean, the day of? The day of, so the pashas by mean in the process, right? What does the Mesudas David here say? Ma'abar Sinai, right, that is the pashas, that's what it means on the day of. But the Yerushalmi says, maybe there's difference. The Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah that on the day that Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they received the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim. That's pretty amazing. Dafka that mitzvah. Amar B'Shul Bar Rav Yitzchak, Al Matzivam, Al Parshas Shiluach Avadim. Right when they went out of Mitzrayim. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz discusses this in Sichas Musar, Maimar Lamed Aleph. Why Dafka? That mitzvah, out of all the mitzvahs, that had to be given right then, right at that moment. So various pshatim given. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's pshat is because at this moment in time, they felt what it feels like to be freed. They felt it from the Eved's vantage point, after having been Meshubed, and now they go free. Hashem says, remember this feeling. Remember the Simcha. it's not so easy to let your avadim go free, as we just discussed, right? That Bnei Yisrael would want it back, and that's the Rambam at the end of Temura. But you feel how it feel how you feel now. B'shash yergishu b'nafsham esimchas acheres agdola osa shah shal yitzia me'avdus lacheres v'shibu l'gula me'fil ar gadol. That's the shah haksheira v'haru'uya lahargish v'lishmo ahetev esav ha'elyon mikeit shev hashanim teshalchu esachiv. And that's what your Mio is talking about, it explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. That dafka here, this is Hashem said made on that moment, that day, that's when I gave it to you because I needed you to set your slaves free. The Meshech Chachma even says, amazing, a chiddush gadol. Right, he says it's giving pshat in the psukim in a way that Chazal don't. Right, the psukim in Perek Vav, pasuk Yud Gimel in Va'era, Va'itzaveim el Bnei Yisrael el Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Lotzias Bnei Yisrael Meres Mitzrayim. Says, suggest the Meshech Chachma. It could be that certain shvatim in Mitzrayim were not subjugated. We know Levi, but he suggests also Reuven and Shimon. Those three were subjugated, and were not subjugated. And it could be that they had avadim of fellow Jews. So this pasuk means, tell Bnei Yisrael and Paro to let Bnei Yisrael free. Meaning even the Jews that had avadim. And then he says, that's why Reuven didn't take a portion in Eretz Yisrael, Shimon was scattered, and Levi didn't get a portion either. Right? We think it's a mechubad reason. But according to this pshat, says the Meshech Chachma, that's why Dafka Shiluach Avadim was given then, because if you really want to be free, then you can be Meshabed anyone else. That is all one idea why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim Dafka on that day. There are other reasons given, right? Dafka on a day that you become my Avadim, right? You have to make sure that you don't have anybody else in the hierarchy. Everybody's directly connected to me. Either way, This is the Tzivi Hashem says, so on that day, I gave them the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim, and they're not listening. V'loshama v'seichem elai, v'lohitu as nazam, v'tashuvu atem ayom, pasuk tezva, v'tasu as ayasher be'inai, likro joris l're'eyu, v'tichru bris l'fanai, v'tashuvu, you started, v'tashuvu, v'tachalu ashmi, then you were mechalo shem Hashem, v'tashivu ish as avdo, v'ish as shifraso, you brought them all back. Hashem says, you took away their freedom, I'm going to take away your freedom. Just before we continue, it's an amazing diuk. In this pasuk, in pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, on the day that I took you out, b'yom hotzi'i osam. Hotzi'i osam is spelled chaser. There's no yud after the tzadi before the aleph. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out in the time of the Krah that in the pasuk in Yechezkel, in Perachav, b'hotzi'i eschem min ha'amim, describing lasilavo, there's two yuds. B'hotzi'i, tzadi yud, aleph yud. What's the difference? He said, based on the Rashi and Parshas Naso. Rashi says, emor lahem, by Birchas Kohanim. The Amor is spelled Malay with a Vav. What does that mean? That the Kohanim should give a bracha, lo b'chipazon, u'bevehala, ela b'kavana u'belev shalem. Not quickly and rushed. No, b'kavana, amazingly, slowly and carefully, and noticing and focusing on every detail. So says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, describing Yitzhak Mitzrayim, it was b'chipazon, and b'hala went quickly. But when it comes to the loss, that's why it's written chaser. But loss of love is written potzi with a double yud, with a male, because it's going to be amazing and noticeable and male and full. Amazing diak. V'lachain, finishing up the parak, pasuk yuzayin. Komar Hashem, atem lo shematem elai. Likro joris v'achiv, you didn't give them freedom. Hinikori lachem dror. I'll say freedom to you for all your enemies. El acherev, el adever, el arav. We have to focus on what is felt by each fellow Jew, and if we don't, we're going to be in the same predicament. V'nasati asan afshim over mesbrisi. Asher lekimas divrei abris asher karosu lefnei ha'egel. Sherkosu l'shnayim. If you made covenants and treaties against, again, how did they make a treaty? We've discussed this. The Sefer HaYikarim emphasizes this in Dalad Memhei, that the treaties used to be you cut an animal and you walk through, as if to say we are each part of the other half. And that's what Hashem did with Avraham by the Bris Ben Abasarim. Right? We are now ultimately connected. And that's why right after the Bris Ben Abasarim, Hashem says, okay, I have to tell Avraham what I'm going to do. And I have to share with him because he's my other half. That's what the Sefer Ikarim says. Kadei likshar uledavek ha'ahva b'nehem. Achi yushneyem ki'ilu hem guf echad. The yishmar kol echad mehem es chaveiro. Kishmir aso es atzmo. And that's why you have two parts, two halves. V'yakol chelek mehem margish b'tzar chaveiro. Achi ka'asher haya magia choli or nezek b'chelek ha'echad. Haya chaveir margish b'choli o ha'nezek ahu. That's shchinta b'galusa. Hashem is in galus with us. Because after he's connected in that way. But Hashem says they tried, and we try to make new brisos, bris with the Mitzrayim, and bris with other gods, and other ideas that we connected to and trusted in, and that is why, even though you started, they tried, Sikyo tried to inspire them, but ultimately it didn't work, and they brought their slaves back, they did not recognize the Tzelem Elokim in each fellow Jew, and therefore, this is, they're not worthy of being free themselves. I'm going to give them out. And it's going to happen, Tzidkio. You had a chance. They will be taken. They will go into Golus. And there won't be, instead of the fires of just the Tzidkio's property, there'll be the fires of the city. Me'ein Yoshev. And nobody will be there. So this is how the parak ends. So l'chora, you don't want to end on such a downer. That's why they add on the previous parak. But it is going backwards, and that's the machlokas haposkim about that. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, we will continue.